The Volume.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The second season of El Flow is here. Step into the ever-evolving world of reggaeton and get up close with both legendary figures and emerging talents in the industry.
Part of the enormous significance of reggaeton is really the way in which personal narratives connect to larger things going on historically and socially.
Listen to El Flow on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Mazda believes we need more nature in our lives. The performance and capability of the first-ever Mazda CX-50, an all-new crossover SUV, encourages you to go further into and more often into nature. Because it's at the end of those gravel roads that we find the most important part of our journey, ourselves. The first-ever Mazda CX-50. We're more human in nature. Visit MazdaUSA.com.
Hola, mi gente, what's good, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Amara La Negra. You may know me from the reality show, Love & Hip Hop Miami. Los quiero invitar to listen to my weekly podcast, Exactly Amara, where I'll be talking about todo lo bueno and none of the BS. Let me excite your mind with topics like dating, sex, relationships. Así que listen to Exactly Amara every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day with 5G.
Ashley Furniture is our passion. Founded in 1945 with the belief that furniture could be made a better way. Ashley, committed to inspire the love of home and enrich lives. When you're passionate about something, you wake up every day excited to design, create, and build your life around that passion. Ashley, delivering the innovation, service, and commitment to excellence that millions of Ashley customers experience, because by sharing a passion for furniture with you, it will make the world feel a little more like home. Ashley, furniture is our passion.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. We love FanDuel Sportsbook at Jenkins and Jones. They've got great odds and markets for NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. There's awesome new and existing user promotions, and it's America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is easy to use. It's safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. Now winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours. It's also fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same-game parlay. Discover the most popular same-game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ, that's spelled out J-A-N-D-J, so they know that we sent you. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, March 14th. It's daylight savings time. It's all kinds of other stuff we're going to be talking about, including the return of a beloved Jenkins and Jones segment. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friends, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Tyler's live from the casino.
Oh, yeah.
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubba's?
Casino Shorty. Slot Machine Shorty is recording live the podcast.
It's so much better because of the foggy screen and you're holding the mic.
Yeah. A little mystique there, you know.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's not just in the casino, he's in the casino in 1982.
Right, you feel me? You feel me?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike, and it is indeed. We're recording Sunday morning, so the daylight savings time just hit a couple hours ago. Question, is this the dumbest thing ever, or are we soft for being so affected by it? Like, I always read that, like, people die, like, traffic fatalities go up massively in the first week after daylight savings time and all this stuff. And part of me feels like it's a stupid farmer tradition that we don't need. But the other part of me is also like, I'm a pussy. Like, you change the clock by an hour, I'm going to just run my car off the road. Like, you know, like, what do you guys think about changing the clock?
Arizona doesn't get shit right, but they got not giving a fuck about daylight savings time, right? Like, it's just one time there all year round, and they fucking get it, man. But yeah, this, like, I love the fallback. I think everyone loves that. This spring forward shit that be kicking my ass.
I think we should keep it this one because I like the longer days, though. You know what I'm saying? I like more sunshine. So don't ever do the fallback and just keep it this way so we all just are used to this shit. But like,
but we're going to lose an hour permanently?
No, not lose. I mean, fuck it. Fuck that hour,
like a
G.
Little mini Thanos snap right there.
No, I mean,
everyone on the planet loses an hour of their life forever.
Bro. When it goes from like getting dark at 6 to 5, when you're leaving work and it's dark outside, bro, that is some depressing ass shit. I hate that fucking time
period.
But
isn't it? And I've been a sports writer since I was 23, so I cannot answer this question. But isn't it true that before we do the other time change, that before we fall back, isn't it dark in the morning? Because I know Shar always talks about that. Like, she appreciates it because otherwise when she's leaving for work, she's a teacher, it's dark as fuck. Isn't that why they do it?
I appreciate the morning darkness. It's just the fucking night darkness where I'm like, bro, like, nigga, the day is over. I spent my whole fucking day in a cubicle. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit regardless of what the sun is doing.
Right? Yeah, for real.
Yeah, right. If we keep it in a stack of oni, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, big bullshit.
Okay, this week, obviously, start of March Madness. Everyone very excited for the NCAA tournament. And we are very excited for the return of Booger Boy Jim Boeheim.
The OG got him again. Booger Boy. The first Booger Boy to ever Booger Boy.
Knuckle deep in a minute and a half into the fucking game, bro. Knuckle deep. This nigga is nasty.
He is disgusting. He is gross.
You are gross. Yuck.
You are a grown
Jesus
ass man.
Christ. Nigga, no shame, Jim Boeheim. No shame.
Sheesh. They caught him again. I mean, we literally did start this segment because we just thought Booger Boy is such a funny insult. And he was filmed last year picking his nose in the tournament. And yet again, I mean, this must be something he does 30 times a game, right?
Yeah, it's just no one gives a fuck when, like, you know, he's playing Niagara or whatever, but we got his ass in 4K this time. You know what I'm saying? The lights are bright now. It's March, baby. We gonna get all this Booger Boy footage now.
Can't keep him away from them boogers, man. Shit, you know what I mean? Can't keep a booger away from Booger Boy away from those boogers, G. That is wild, bro. Like, everybody's looking at you. You don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't. The love is strong for them shits, obviously. He don't give a fuck about it.
He's a fiend. He's a booger fiend.
Booger fiend. He needs them. You know what I mean?
Sweet,
it's like me and
boogers.
These Celsius. You know what I mean?
It's like me and these
gotta start his day right.
Delicious Celsius's. He is.
Gotta start his day right.
He is 77 years old and still working a day job, so maybe that factors into it. I don't know. Do we have like vintage foggy footage from the 90s of Jim Boeheim picking his nose? Or maybe you just get to a certain age and you literally are like, I hope they see me picking my old ass nose.
Yeah, you just might not give a fuck. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you turn into a booger boy. I feel like the booger boy is within you. I feel like you are a booger boy your entire life. Like we all have a booger boy stage, but we usually outgrow it by the time we're like eight. I feel like he just, you know, didn't let it go.
God bless him.
Well, I remember vividly the boogeriest booger boy I've ever seen, and it was at La Petite Elementary School, and this motherfucker double fucking two fingers,
no.
One in each nostril. I see it in slow motion right now, bro. And then he did this afterwards to make them one booger and goonk.
No way.
And I was, this motherfucker Tyler said no.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this turn of events.
Bro, I remember it was a day that we had to dress up for something because I remember wearing a button down. We all had to have dress up clothes, and I was thinking, this nigga's doing this in a button down. He was eating a fucking transformer of a booger, bro. Like that motherfucker, he Voltron the booger. And smashed that shit. And I was like, oh my God, G. Wow. He has to still be eating boogers now.
Has to.
You don't start there and stop ever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's where Boeheim probably began as well. That shit was in
we
him.
We need an intervention. His children need to, you know, if they love him, they need to sit him down. Like, if you're still going
to
be on
that. What you going to say to him? He's 72.
Knock it off.
Like you said.
He's 77, but I'm going to still tell him to knock it the fuck off.
And he's going to be like, fuck you, because he's 77. And he's going to tell you exactly how I feel. You're going to make me stop eating these boogers? You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about, we just sort of, we might actually accidentally turn into podcasters if we do two. The pussification of America segments in the, in the first three. Well, we do need to talk about this Kent State shit, though, and I do think we are all on a little bit of the pussification of America tip.
That is, yeah, you're right.
A couple basketball players from Kent State during their tournament were they talking about Akron, Tyler?
Yeah.
They're talking about Akron, and it was like very regular college basketball. We don't fucking like Akron. Like one of them, I think, freestyled for 15 seconds or something about not liking Akron. And the school suspended them, which I literally cannot wrap my fucking head. This is what college sports is, man. Like, this is what people get frustrated. They feel like is missing from pro sports. The like actual pride in your school and not liking your rival, and like that's what the, if this shit means anything, that is in the mix somewhere, that's in the recipe somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I do not understand suspending these kids over that. It was the most innocuous shit ever.
I feel like the biggest thing that they are punishing here is rap. This feels like very like 1989-ish to me. You know what I mean? I don't feel like the shit talking is what they're punishing. I feel like them, you know, using rap to talk their shit is what they're punishing here. You know what I mean? It feels like some very fucking, some very Tipper Gore type shit, you know, going on right now in 2022. But you know, what kills me is four kids that got suspended, right? Three were bench players, one's a starter. You only suspend the starter for a half. And you're giving the bench players the whole fucking game. It's like, we all see what this is. You're taking a little bullshit stance, because if you were really taking, you know, a stance on this goofy shit, you'd give the starter the whole game too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you know, they probably got some complaints from some, you know, boosters or whatever, you know, some old ass white dudes like, I don't like that. It's not shining good on the program. And they had to take some fucking, you know, bullshit action like this, though. I will say this, though. The lesson learned here is don't put everything on the fucking internet. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, a college age is right around the age where kids start learning that, you know, shit does come with repercussions. But these are some bullshit repercussions. But better for it to, you know, come back to bite you on some bullshit than some real shit, I suppose. I guess that's the silver lining here.
I think the pride was too black. Like you know, it was, I mean, it was dog. Like, the way they were speaking and shit, like, that was some nigga shit. And like you said, I think a white dude that had been putting money into the program didn't like that. But I don't know, like, what, like, I think this is so stupid, there's nothing to learn from it. other than white people will do not like black people doing black people shit. You know what I'm saying? Even for their white ass team. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think only thing that you can learn from this, because it's so stupid. It's inexplicable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes zero sense. Nobody understands this but the person or the people that decided to suspend them. Everybody's confused by it.
Yeah. I'm not that confused by it. I think Tyler's exactly right. If they'd been like singing a country ballad about fuck Akron, I don't think they probably would have been suspended. But to your point as well, be fucking Barbara Bush. Like, if you're going to stand on some old white lady shit, like, don't be Tipper Gore and suspend him for a half, you know, because he's a star. Be Barbara Bush and really hate rap music. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, go all the way in on this dumb shit you fucking trying to take a stand on. The fuck?
That's frustrating, though. It's so frustrating seeing, like when the internet is like, dude, there are like 50-year-old white men that are like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's confused. You know what I'm saying? It's so silly. It's so ridiculous.
This isn't the way college sports should be played. Where's the sportsmanship?
Right,
bro.
You're seeing Oakley wearers like, freeze him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, bro, you know.
I do.
It's a bipartisan effort to get these motherfuckers unsuspended, bro. It's a really weird situation.
I do think there's something to the idea that, like, no one is more soft isn't the right word, but like, no one's more conscious of every possible criticism than colleges and like school districts and these public entities. And I don't know if it's like just a PR thing, because all of a sudden, like, you know, the people who work at these places now, I mean, it's a different world because of social media. Like, if you have one lady having a bad day in the admissions office who lost someone's application, that kind of stuff happened when we were in college, and I might have put it in the college newspaper and, you know, like, what made fun of someone or whatever. But now that shit might get 30,000 retweets, and all of a sudden you're on fucking CNN with, you know, Don Lemon saying this lady needs to be fired.
Explaining yourself, you know what
I
mean?
Like, yeah, like the spotlight, it's so easy for, you know, shit that happens to blow up. Maybe that's what it is, but working around public schools, I tell you, is crazy. Like, they'll cancel whole shit just because they're worried someone might think about suing them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But what could have been done?
I don't think they could have been
sully the program.
I don't think they could have been
for them. Yeah, right.
But like, I just think, like, I think that attitude. And, like, they literally, you know, we have local school districts in my area that they literally have, like, legal experts who just, like, liability aversion is just, that's straight up their profession, is, like, how do we avoid getting sued? And I think that mentality is kind
of. So niggas being niggas is a liability? That's what they, I mean, like, even if you doing white people shit, you can't do it like a nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't show school pride, you know what I mean, in the way you do it, you know what I mean?
Hold up,
play
a
country song in the back and we good, like you said, you know what I'm saying? But that's just, it's such a delicate balance where that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
and I guess that's the lesson they learn. Like, bro, like, they can call some bullshit on you just off the strength, you know what I mean? And just know that. So be careful how you move.
Because whoever told them that they were suspended gave them the, like, hey, we love the passion.
Yeah, right.
We love the school prep.
Or we notice
some
bullshit,
there's a right way to express it. You know?
There's a right way to express it. Yeah, that's exactly how that bullshit ass speech went. I'm sure of it.
I guarantee you there's a right way to fill in the blank was said in that fucking conversation. What else? But, you know, this is also what makes sports a place where you end up having different conversations than anything else, because this is where all these different kinds of America get squished together, and kind of especially in college sports and youth sports, I feel like, just because there's less insulation. There's less separating these different parts of our society from smashing into each other.
Yeah.
Over shit. You know, a lot of the administrators at these schools are the least young black person adjacent people in society.
Facts.
You know, and
they've been in that position for 40 years too, so you know what I mean,
since Tipper Gore and Barbara Bush were, you know, the aesthetic, like, in fucking sports. But, you know, all that being said, I mean, that's one of the reasons I enjoy being a sports writer. I get to write about and bring light to different things like that happening than I would if I was writing about, you know, even hard news or something that's ostensibly more important. That being said, the tournament starts this week. I'm excited, to be completely honest with you. I don't think I've ever been this excited for the NCAA tournament. I'm going to a fucking bar. I'm going out with my friends. Like, we're gonna eat food during the day and watch basketball and kind of slightly live like it's 2019 for a minute, bro.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Are there any other Jenkins and Jones storylines we're missing out on? And yeah, are you gonna be watching a lot of games this week, Tyler?
Bro, I used to be really into college ball, and I just kind of, now I'm on it. But I still feel like the opening weekend of the tournament, I feel like that's the best weekend in sports, bro. You know what I mean? That Thursday through Sunday, I love it. You know, even if I haven't watched a second of college basketball all season, I'll lock in for that shit, bro. And I will be locking in this year. As always.
That feeling of being drowned by, like, basketball that first weekend is like, oh my, that's exciting. But I'm going to keep it a stack with you. I tried to turn on like some of the conference tournaments this weekend.
Don't do that.
No. This is the fact that, bro, I feel like I'm like teleporting to like 1967. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, damn, it's such a different game. It's crazy that it's the same sport. But, you know, I mean, I'll be excited by the excitement of the first weekend. But, I mean, I'm not going to be tapping in that much after that, probably. I mean, it's just such a different basketball than NBA.
Yes. It's very different.
We talked about that before, how the difference in skill is so different. You know what I'm saying? From like college to the NBA, I think it's more drastic than any other sport.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Look, I mean, if you look at the top five college football teams in the country at this point, a lot of them run pro style stuff, defensively especially. You know, there's a reason you're seeing, you know, a couple dozen dudes get drafted out of Alabama and Georgia at LSU and stuff like that.
Oh, for
sure. Because it's just they're basically playing like NFL G League football. It's like the jump between the G League and the NBA is still enormous, right?
Right.
But yeah, college basketball, I mean, you look at the top three or four teams and you look at an NBA game, bro.
I mean, not shooting before 15 seconds into the shot clock. You know what I mean? Like running some offense. Dude, the offenses they run, I'm like, bro, like I still remember this shit, like from these motion offenses. I ran that shit in high school. You know what I mean? I remember in college we ran like a motion offense, like, you know what I mean? Like
I think the biggest
flare screen, you know, like.
I think skill development is the biggest thing. Like NBA players don't miss open three-pointers. You know what I mean? You run a play where a dude gets an open three-pointer. Even if it's a dude that doesn't shoot threes, he's usually...
If he's 7'4", he's hitting an open three-pointer. You know
and
what
in
mean?
College, it's like you run a... maybe this is what some people like about it. I don't personally like it. You run a play perfectly, you get a dude a wide open look at a three, and it's off the front rim or whatever, you know? And you're just like, what the fuck, bro? Like, we're shooting 20%. And that is literally like that happened with Long Beach State. They played a team last night in the Big West Championship that's the worst three-point shooting team in the conference. They just got hot for one game in the conference championship. Like, that's what college basketball is. It's like, who's going to go? Like, there's so much of it that statistically some teams are going to go on a little bit of a heater and start knocking down threes. But, like, that's basically what you're playing. You know what I mean?
They can't hit their fucking free throws either. Like that whole, you know, hacking strategy when you're down six with 30 seconds left. Like, that shit never works in the NBA. That shit works all the time in college, bro.
Right.
That shit works all the time in college, man.
And I think, like, centers are the most ill-prepared people from college to the NBA. Like, that, the way they play the five in college, nobody plays that way in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing as if it's fucking 2003. You know what I mean? Like, they're the most ill-prepared position for in any sport, probably, for the next level.
That position doesn't exist at the next level.
It doesn't. It doesn't exist. Exactly. And they still playing it the same way. It's weird.
That's what people always make fun of Chuck for when he gets on CBS for the start of the tourney, just for the way he like talks about it. He clearly is not watching any college basketball. I need that voice in college basketball coverage because that is me.
Yes.
Like, hey, these kids, who the fuck is this? Yeah, these kids suck, but I love watching them have fun. You know, like that. He is a lot of basketball fans watching the NCAA tournament, bro.
And Chuck be on point with his predictions too, and he doesn't watch shit. And it'd be motherfucking gurus out here in dark ass film rooms who have devoted their whole lives to the season and still not getting predictions right like Chuck, man. College basketball is a fucking crapshoot, bro.
I think the thing is also they're like seeing it from in from their inside of their vacuum. Mm-hmm. You know, Chuck is seeing like, bro, like he's watching so much NBA and he's like, yeah, that nigga ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You know, in his head, he ain't saying it out loud, obviously, but he can see that because he's seeing like the best players. And you know what I mean? And then coming like this dude that doesn't have that it. You know what
he
I mean?
He knows it's what get the tournament is buzzer beaters and a that boy nice off between two teams you don't know anything about, nice. Bro.
That boy nice.
Let's talk about Greg Popovich getting the wins record in the NBA. I feel like this was the least hyped, unbelievably massive career accomplishment that I don't feel like I heard shit about this until the game before he broke the record. Is this a big deal? I mean, like, I think we could talk a lot about coaching in the NBA and what it means. But, Tyler, like, how do you feel about this and his place in history or any of that? What does this mean for Greg Popovich?
I personally think that Greg Popovich is the best NBA coach ever. You know what I mean? And I don't think that the NBA record solidifies that. But, you know, it's a good feather in his map to have, you know, on his resume for the greatest player. Because I look at it like this. I think that there's two types of NBA coaches, right? You're either a maximizer of talent or you're a developer of talent. And I feel like Pop is both. I feel like he is a great maximizer of talent. He's a ridiculous developer of talent. You know what I mean? And you usually don't see that. Like guys like Phil Jackson, he was not a developer. He was a maximizer.
He's a maximizer straight up.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's why I think Pop is the best to ever do it. He's that best combination we've ever seen at those two.
I respect that.
I mean, what I love about it was seeing Pop actually smile. Like, he was trying to keep the, you know, he's really, you know, stale face for the most part. You don't know what's going on in his brain. And then, like, when the players celebrate, like, first of all, the players from the other side just came and, like, showed the love because he's just so respected. Yeah. And then, like, when the players were jumping around and he was like, he started cheesing, you feel me? And he was like, we saw Pop being out, you know, how we don't usually see him on camera. Yeah. And then he was like, get off me, guys, and rushed into the locker room because he didn't want people to see him happy.
Right.
And that was almost, that's the first time I've seen an old man be that cute. You know what I mean? Like, that's so cute. You know, I wanted to hug him. I'm going to pick him up. I'm like, oh, look at you smiling. I thought he was the best coach prior to that. I don't think that make. I mean, I think, like, is it Lenny Wilkins or Don Wilson? Like, Don Nelson, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, and Lenny had it for a while, too. And I don't know if Lenny also had, like, the loss record for a while, too. I don't know. So, I mean, if you just stick around long enough, you'll get that. Right. You'll get that record. But also, like, I thought he was the best coach prior to that. So that doesn't really change my view of him regardless.
I love Tyler. I don't know if I've heard you express that. That way of kind of like divvying up coaches, but I think that's spot on. My favorite thing in media or on social media or whatever is when someone who does not like attention but who's helped a lot.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The second season of El Flow is here. Available como a ti te guste in both English and Spanish. This season, we dive deeper into the vibrant world of reggaeton, featuring interviews with both reggaeton legends and exciting new talents.
He's the undisputed king of reggaeton, no doubt. And he's been cited as an inspiration by multiple Latin stars, including J Balvin, Bad Bunny, Ozuna, Auntie Natasha.
Explore the evolution of this dynamic genre and what makes it resonate globally.
How you consume reggaeton, how you share and distribute reggaeton, those are all an important part of the story. It's the way that the people are experiencing reggaeton along with the musicians.
Listen to El Flow as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People gets their flowers. Mm-hmm. That's the best. Like what John was just describing, that like, oh no, they're seeing that I have emotions.
I must get out of the limelight.
That's so good. Start your bracket with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's right. You'll get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How you bet the bracket is up to you. You can choose from money line, totals, prop bets, and so much more. My tried and true method with college basketball and March Madness is bet teams with seniors and three-point shooters. Those are kind of the things that tend to travel well into these weird environments that teams play in March Madness. So that's my strategy always. If you're betting on games, that would be my strategy too. Plus, with Cash Out, the ball's in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today with promo code JANJ. That's J-A-N-D-J. Then you can place your $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit guaranteed. That's promo code JANJ on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Where do you go to find the best spring fits, the latest sneaker arrivals? A quick scroll of Saks.com is the easy way to find what's fresh this season. From the biggest designers to emerging names, browse sneakers and you'll find new styles from Christian Louboutin and Gucci, and everyday denim from Rag & Bone and AG Jeans, plus the latest looks from LA-based label Fear of God. Whatever you have going on this spring, Saks.com is your guide to finding the best spring style. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. You'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
A quick scroll of Saks.com is your guide to shopping the best spring fashion. You'll find curated shops that make getting dressed every day easy. Browse effortless bohemian dresses from Free People and Zimmermann, and trending spring denim styles from Frame and Good American, plus the latest party-ready bags from Saint Laurent and Valentino. There are new arrivals weekly from the top designers you love and new emerging names on Saks.com. You can shop for everything you need for spring now and pay later with Klarna. Plus, you'll also get free shipping and free returns every day on Saks.com.
Happy to let you guys know that Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by BetterHelp. Whether you're struggling with grief, relationships, or stress, or having trouble sleeping or meeting goals, online therapy might be for you. If you've been listening to our show for a long time, you know that we're all about mental health, taking care of each other, hoping that you guys are taking care of yourselves. And so very happy to let you know that BetterHelp has come on to sponsor the podcast. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own accredited therapist. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and you don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. Therapists have a broad range of expertise which may not be available in your area. Services available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. Visit BetterHelp.com/JJPodcast and join the over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Again, really encourage you, if you're listening to this and looking for a sign that you should reach out and get some help, consider this your sign. We've talked on the show before about the benefits that we've had with therapists and from being able to work out some of those issues. So the Jenkins and Jones podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/JJPodcast. That's betterhelp.com/JJPodcast. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Let's talk about Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia. I honestly laughed about this shit for 24 hours
straight.
It's
the funniest shit. Imagine you showing up to boo a former player. That man doesn't play. His new team beats your ass so much that you leave early and boo your own team. That's the funniest shit ever, bro. I get that, you know, Sixers fans hate Ben, you know what I'm saying, the way that shit ended sourly, but they've been taking some L's with this shit, bro, and it's been fucking hilarious to watch. Ben Simmons ain't said shit, and he's comfy as fuck in Brooklyn. Brooklyn looked like some world beaters against the Sixers. They look like they're going to be a problem in the postseason. He got his feet kicked up, and Sixers fans are mad, and it's fucking hilarious.
Sixers that fans are going to have to come to grips with the fact that they're the ones making the Nets into world beaters. It's very obvious that KD and Kyrie have, like, fully emotionally formed themselves around Ben Simmons. And, like, we're doing – I mean, that might be the Agent Coulson death for that Avengers squad. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, y'all are some fucking nerds.
No. Kyrie was sounding like fucking Iron Man out there. He said, you mess with Ben, you mess with us.
You mess with us. Yeah.
Like, and you know, KD basically said, you know, we did this shit for men because we knew that, you know what I'm saying, you know, it was going to be bad vibes and they were going to be, you know, rooting extra hard for us to lose. So, you know, we showed out for Ben. Like, and it was good, you know, to see someone who's just been buried by his teammates and his franchise. It was good to see KD and Kyrie go to bat for him. I like that. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, I think the hate is undeserved. You know, I mean, if you're a human, you understand why he wouldn't want to be there. Yes, he didn't want to play for the ass, but why the fuck would he want to play for the ass? You know what I mean? Most of the people in that situation would not turn down, would not lose 17, 18 million in the process of, you know, standing on something. But the sentiment is understood. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And but yeah, like, I mean, also the smirk at the end. Like at the end where he's like, woo, bitch. I think he came to the realization, I never got to shoot again. Did you see what that motherfucker did to Harris? Tobias? When he crossed that motherfucker and then turned around and looked and y'all niggas.
This man guarding?
Yeah, listen, that's an 18, I think he's 18 points a game. He has an incredible contract. He's one of the better players in the NBA that KD is looking at. Y'all niggas want to go to the NBA, kids? Kids, y'all want to wake up and do this shit? Have to guard a 37-year-old that's getting 50, a KD? I don't even want to guard Seth Curry, let alone Steph Curry, nigga. Yeah, I'm calling out every day, nigga. I don't feel good today. I see the Warriors, bro. But listen, KD just came back from a career-ending injury, and he's better, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Klay just put up 38 after 2 years out, and I'm – bro, there's not a harder job in the entire in the world
harder. Not, I'm saying, I mean, y'all know they get paid a lot, but trying to stop one of these top NBA players, there's nobody good at it. It's the hardest job on the planet trying to stop one
of
these
dudes. You're right. We don't have a blank stopper like in the league right now. You don't have anyone that's like, well, you throw him at KD. I mean, that
right.
You're right about that.
The Kobe stopper was getting cooked by Kobe. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, bro, there's nobody that can stop these dudes. And you got to wake up and try to do that. And that's what you want to do when you, like, as a kid, that's what you dream of? Nigga, I would have nightmares waking up having to guard Katie's ass to see him in front of my motherfucking family pointing at this nigga like, who is this pussy ass nigga trying to get in front of me? Get this bitch out the league. And I'm getting 18 a fucking game, nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm a decent player, but I ain't shit compared to motherfucking Kevin Durant, nigga. Yeah. You feel me?
It reminds me of that meme where it's like, it's okay, we can stop Bron. We've got the Bron stopper, and it's like PJ Tucker. And then PJ Tucker just asks Bron, please stop. And Bron is like, no. Right? It's
basically this one nigga said, a nigga like me gonna wake up and he gonna put up 40, 20, or 20 on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I'm gonna hold his ass to 40, 20, 20.
Right. Bro, think about that. Eagle Dollar. That, you know what I'm saying? That man got a motherfucking finals MVP for holding Bron to 38 points a game. 38 points wins you the MVP. That's how hard it is to guard this motherfucker. This nigga put up 50 twice at 37 in the last three games, and you want me to put me in front of that motherfucker? Bro, ain't no fucking way, G. Ain't no way, bro.
Yeah, we just had the Bron conversation on the last pod, but I had to bring up, there was a couple stats that was just the stupidest fucking shit I've ever seen. First of all, the best, so Bron is now the leading scorer in the NBA. Nuts.
At a million. 37 is a million years old in NBA.
I literally, for the second time this calendar year, pulled my shoulder while I was asleep last week, bro. At Bronze Age. This motherfucker, it's the second time in 2.5 months that this shit has happened. I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to manage to remain still while I'm sleeping? Because that's what's happening to my muscles. And I'm in
shape.
You got to
start getting swaddled. You got to start swaddling yourself again.
Right.
You're doing triathlons and shit.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And Bron is 37, leading the NBA in scoring. And they put up the stat. StatMuse posted the stat of he's averaging the most points of anyone ever at 37. I think Kareem was number two at like 21 points a game. And the next highest person was like 13.
I think it wasn't Kareem 14 a game, and he was the gap between Kareem.
You're right,
and Bron
because they
was
split
bigger
it this than, season. Than Kareem was at that, right. But at his age, it was 14 points or something like that. Yeah, I mean, this shit doesn't make any sense. It hasn't made any sense. I jokingly tweeted after his first 50 ball that, like, as long as Bron scores 50 a game, the Lakers could win every time. It looks like he might just be like, well, I'm, you know, shit. I guess that's what we're doing.
I guess that's what it is. We shall see.
I don't know. That shit is crazy. All right, let's talk about a new segment. We're getting close on time here, but we have to introduce a new segment. We're retiring Cock Talk on Jenkins and Jones, but we're introducing Meet It Up Mondays. We're going to take Meet It Up Mondays in a couple different directions. But first of all, we just want to talk about something we all like, which is Bust Down on Peacock appropriately.
Mike, you are a funny motherfucker, dude.
Can Jesus. You guys gas up Bust Down? This is a show all three of us want everybody to watch, and not just because friends of ours work on the show. But it's like, this is a generational show, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's something I've never seen before. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so off the wall in a good way. You know, I was talking with Zach Fox about it. I was like, bro, this shit is like Always Sunny in Philadelphia for the real niggas. And he was like, that's exactly what we were aiming for. You know what I'm saying? Like that would be the best way to describe it. It's a show where every character is the funniest fucking character on the show. You know what I mean? Everyone is batting 1,000 on that motherfucker. So I can't say enough good things about it. It's an amazing fucking show.
Watching, can we talk about getting the sneak peek? Can I talk about that? Okay. Oh yeah. Tyler got the plug with Zach, obviously.
That's the homie, man.
So
shout
we got the
that.
we got the little sneak peek, you feel what I'm saying? And bro, I think I haven't laughed. When I remember the last time I laughed that hard, I was watching the Chappelle Show in college, and I was looking at the screen like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. And I had that same feeling where I was like, I can't believe I'm laughing this hard at television.
Yeah.
The same feeling I had while watching Chappelle, like some of the Chappelle skits. And I mean, it's the funniest shit I've ever seen. I mean, it's the funniest shit I've seen in the longest time. And I think the last time I saw something that funny was probably Chappelle. It's bro, if the shit wasn't, if we could, we like get that motherfucker on primetime television, and it would be one of the biggest shows in the world at this point. I think it'd be up there with Abbott Elementary. You know what I'm saying? Like, and also Abbott Elementary. Damn, man, 3 weeks, bro. I'm over here itching. Yeah. I'm not this shit for like a year. You know what I mean? I'm like, bro, you can't do that to us. You can't give us that pure uncut and then pull it away from us for 3 weeks. But no, I think it would be up there with that. I mean, it's so good.
Okay, our last segment, the Meet It Up Mondays part two. There was a picture tweeted. I don't understand what these Hollywood people are doing with their crazy fucking diets, but and I think it was,
she's not Hollywood. We shouldn't know who she is. You know what I mean?
I actually don't know who it is.
She was in like Laguna Beach or something. You didn't watch that? No. I mean, you probably didn't watch that shit being from out here, bro. I watched the hell out of it. I thought Laguna
like,
was
California
fucking,
is the bro. That's the dream.
My country ass. I'm like Laguna Beach is a place, and then I pull up to Laguna, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And you know what I mean? This fucking, it's like this big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Laguna Beach and the OC. If you grew up in Long Beach, it was like, oh, look, the worst people I encounter in my daily life have a TV show.
But I used to watch the OC, but the OC was kind of like, yeah, you know, off of what you're saying, it was like, you know, a dude who wasn't from that environment dealing with like the worst rich California kids. I used to fuck with OC. I think that's one of the best opening theme songs ever in TV history, too.
California. That shit was fire, G. Yes. But now, like, OC had, was it Brody? Was that the dude, the white boy's name? Who was like, he came for money, but he didn't move like he did. He like hated how these people moved around him.
All of those dudes thought they're that guy. That's why, like, I saw one trailer for that, and I was like, we dog all these dudes. Fuck these dudes.
Of course you know what I mean? Are. You from Long Beach, bro. You would have whooped all their ass.
All those dudes think they're that dude. They're like, I come from money, but, like, my grandpa was poor for 40 minutes, so I'm for fucking.
No.
You know what I mean? I fucking, not me, right. Not this
no,
Brody.
No, I think Brody's dad was, like, God-tier rich. I think Brody just was, this is how they tailored him. Where in the show, he seemed like he was just sick of all these motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he wore the regularest shit.
But they all think
out.
That they're sick. That's my point.
But
like,
none of them act. He's the only
like
one that acted like that shit. Everybody else,
but
like,
in real
you know,
life,
like,
they're all like, I'm not like these other people. I'm exactly like who all also like, think that they're not like these people that they're exactly like.
Right.
That's
right,
why.
Right.
Like, that's why I love.
We know Kendall. You hate rich people, Mike. Let me.
No. That's why Kendall Roy on Succession was the perfect. Like that's the dude from the OC. The dude listening to Benny the Butcher before a board meeting. Like he's talking about me right now.
There were dudes like him, but Brody seemed a little different. I'm not taking up for Brody on this motherfucking pod. Fuck that dude, probably in real
anyway,
life.
Anyway, there's an actress from this show who was eating a raw bison heart out of a Ziploc bag as part of a diet. I don't really understand this shit. Tyler, you're our grill master. What do you think of people carrying around sacks of meat to chew on outside the Whole Foods, bro?
Listen, raw dog. Do y'all remember when buffalo were endangered when we were kids? Do y'all remember that shit?
Did I imagine that?
Because I swear buffalo were an endangered species when we were kids. Now motherfuckers are walking around eating their hearts out of musty ass Ziploc bags, bro. Like, I just don't know what the fuck to make of this. But because how are you walking around eating a big ass heart in the California sun out of a Ziploc bag? Please arrest that woman immediately.
Bro, that's some sociopath behavior. Have you heard of Liver King?
Yes.
Where his whole family eats like that, G. You know what I mean? This is why he's beefed up. Nah, nigga, that's roids, nigga. You are red as fuck. I see why that's you built like
we
that.
Should
but
do
nah,
a,
like,
we should do a Liver King segment on the next pod.
We should do a Liver King watch along or something.
Okay, that, don't learn, Tyler, do me a favor. Don't learn anything about Liver King over the next 3 days.
Because what the fuck is a Liver King?
Bro, anyway, but I think it's like, I mean, it's probably like healthier to do, but dog, it's not that, nigga, that shit looks sick, like sickening. You're like, you're out, okay. I get if it's healthy, like, you know, I take BCAAs, which are normal, but y'all think I'm crazy, right? Or whatever the fuck. You think I'm eating
you, when you're drinking, fucking when you're drinking stem cells,
powdered baby or some shit. Yeah, yeah.
You're turning your shit into powder, though.
You know what I'm saying? Right,
you
right.
You don't have but blood dripping down your chin.
If in public, that's the thing. Have the blood dripping down your chin in private, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't pull up. Don't hop into the Uber or hop out the Uber with a whole ass bison heart in your. You know what I'm saying? Like right in front of the fucking. Come on, G.
I just think the sound of a Ziploc bag unlocking is such a hilarious sound to imagine before someone starts eating raw meat too. It's just like I'm a
raw heart.
Lion's not lion's not sheep.
Lion's not sheep.
Like.
How many chews does it take to swallow that bite, too? That's not something you can, like, kind of, like, speed through. You know what I mean? Like, she is. No salt, nothing to season that thing. You feel me? Like, come on,
G. Just a jackal on a jackal diet, bro. Just never seen anything like that in the wild, man.
Hey, she's going home and Brody's asking her to make sure she ate all the bison heart too. You know what I mean? He's checking in on her to make sure she's keeping up her end of the diet. All right, that's all the time we have for Jenkins and Jones this week. Tyler, you should not be allowed to fucking.
That was the funniest thing I have ever heard. And you said it so calmly. Just a jackal on a jackal diet.
Casino Fly Jones, on a generational run.
I'm here all week, people. Come see me.
Just a jackal on a jackal diet.
All right, tip your waitresses. That's all the time you got for this episode.
Also, bring back the green under visor. Oh, that's all I got to say. We don't have to talk about it.
No, 30 seconds. John is looking for a specific fitted, and I know that we have people who listen to the show who can help him. So describe it in detail.
I want it's the 1982 World Series, St. Louis, you know, cherry red with the green under visor. I just want a cherry red St. Louis hat with a green under visor. If y'all know where I can get
it, right?
It's got the World Series patch on it too, but it doesn't have to. I just really just want a cherry red with a green under visor and a 7 3/8. If you know where I can find one, please help your boy out. I'm trying to rep, you know what I'm saying, St. Louis and something I'm doing. So yeah, just please help me. I've been struggling. I've been thirsty as fuck trying to find this on Google. No love. And bring the green under visor back. Yes. We talked about this. Black is decent. Gray is weak as fuck. The green one. Quit being cheap, bro. Just charge me the extra 10. I'll take it. I need the green under visor.
Please help. Please help our young friend out.
Old friend, but.
Our good old friend.
You have to pull on, people's heartstrings. Help our underprivileged young youth
get the tears flowing on
boom, 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 boom.
Are the outside tears or the inside? I think the inside tear is actually more moving.
Yeah.
Because it's like running down the nose for whatever reason, like that little drip right here at the end of the nose. That motherfucker really crying, it feels like. You feel me?
That's
but anyway.
Those are the Booger Boy tears. All right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Thanks for fucking with us. See you guys soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe. you're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The second season of El Flow is here. Step into the ever-evolving world of reggaeton and get up close with both legendary figures and emerging talents in the industry.
Part of the enormous significance of reggaeton is really the way in which personal narratives connect to larger things going on historically and socially.
Listen to El Flow on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.